I want to talk today about the American Bar Association Adopt a Base initiative. I took part this week in some VITA training connected to a military base. So tune in to find out more. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
This week, I am going to focus on the Adopt a Base program. Now, that is a collaboration between the IRS Stakeholder Partnerships Education and Communication Division with the section of taxation within the American Bar Association and the Armed Forces Tax Council at various military installations. So the purpose is to instruct tax law to military personnel who will prepare or assist in preparing returns for other military personnel and their dependents. The Adopt-A-Base program augments the Stakeholder Partnerships Education and Communication Division of the IRS, their military VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, by supplementing those SPEC training resources. Now, in the tracking data I have, that goes back to the 2013 calendar year, that they started out with two military bases and have been working on the program ever since. And from 2015 to the present, they have had a range of 32 to 47 military bases that they have been working with. Bases covered in 2019 were located in California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Missouri, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Puerto Rico, South Carolina, Texas, and Virginia, with 49,598 returns prepared and filed in connection with the Adopt-A-Base program at those bases. So what is involved is that the American Bar Association and state bar tax sections recruit tax lawyers and local law and accounting firms to participate as VITA instructors. The IRS SPEC division will encourage local military bases to utilize American Bar Association instructors. Within the classroom training, instructors teach tax law only, and the ABA instructors teach tax law a maximum of 3 days. Now, there are different considerations that go into it, such as certification, determining the number of instructors needed for the class, but I am going to go into the timeline that they look in July and August for instructor recruitment at the American Bar Association. Then in August and September, a preliminary conference call with volunteer instructors and securing the military contacts at the host installations. October through November, confirming the instructor participation, confirming the military VITA training dates, scheduling a conference call, hard copy training materials distributed and available online, and then December and January, conducting classes at the military installations as scheduled and securing instructor evaluations and instructor feedback. So with me, I have done a bit of training with Leavenworth that actually, in Leavenworth, the training is coordinated between five groups: the military base Fort Leavenworth, the Leavenworth Public Library, the local school district, and the Area Council on Aging all coordinate their training together at the Leavenworth Public Library. So I have been in contact with Fort Leavenworth, and I believe for the last 4 years, I talked to them for about an hour just about the resources for the low-income taxpayer clinic that I direct. So they have their training well coordinated. and they pool their resources to get their training done. But I had not been in contact with McConnell Air Force Base before this tax season, and it turned out that their person that they had scheduled and their scheduling fell through. They contacted me around December, and I was not sure about the funding or what resources would work out, but it did work out that I went earlier this week, that I was there the full day Monday and Tuesday, and the first half of the day on Wednesday. So I covered the basic and advanced sections of the training so they could have certification. Their site coordinator was going to cover the military topics, but I trained from the publication 4491 from the IRS. That is the VITA training guide, and the publication 4012, the volunteer resource guide, that all of the volunteers should have a copy of that 4012, though it was limited for who has access to the 4491, though those are both available electronically through the IRS website. Now, since it was last minute on me getting confirmation to be training and what would be happening, and this was also the first time that I had done this training, it came together kind of last minute for me to learn the materials and be able to train on them. So I felt like I had put together a good curriculum, though I found that I was reading from some of the manuals more than I would have liked. That is one of the tips that they recommend not doing, but I had not been able to put together a better plan or get better familiar with the materials. So hopefully next year things would be coordinated better if I'm going to continue doing training at McConnell Air Force Base. Now, tax season is coming up on January 27. That is the first day for the tax season. And so at this point, everything related to the Adopt-A-Base program for the training is likely done or going to be completed soon. But I wanted to let you know about this program, that it exists, that if you are able to assist in training for your local military bases, that would be something to get in touch with people over the summer and into the fall, that hopefully things can be coordinated better to have everything planned out in the fall on who would be working, who would be doing the training, and what the dates are. For myself, it would have been good if I had a second teacher that we could have bounced things back and forth between us. But overall, I think it worked out in what I was able to train over those 2.5 days. So this is something that I am going to be in contact with the Kansas Bar Association, trying to see if they can get more support in the coming years. I am going to see about getting better support for Fort Riley. It sounds like there is one person who does their tax work, and maybe there can be better support provided there by the American Bar Association or Kansas Bar Association. But overall, I think this is a great program to get tax professionals to volunteer through the American Bar Association or their local bars associations to provide support for the military and a good focus on volunteering for tax training. So if you are able to do that, I do support it. If you have done that currently or in the past, I support you for your service. For those of you interested in doing the Adopt-A-Base program, the contacts through the American Bar Association are Megan Newman or DeMarcus Freeman. Sherry Dillon at Morgan Lewis, or Wells Hall at Nelson Mullins. We currently have winter weather going on today in Kansas City and some in the forecast for next week. Wherever you are, I hope that you don't have too bad winter weather, but overall, stay safe. Thank you for listening. I look forward to speaking to you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.